You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Welcome back to Package Your Genius. I'm so excited to be back and to share with you guys. I've missed you. If you've been following my blog or my newsletter, if you're not subscribed, you can subscribe at AmandaMillerLittlejohn.com. But if you followed my writing or sharing anywhere on the interwebs, you'll know that I have been in the midst of some serious flowing with the universe and kind of taking a step back to assess what's important to me and how I spend my efforts and my time. And the podcast obviously is something that I definitely want to focus on, but I just took a break over the last few months to really get focused on being still and listening versus talking so much. And so that's been a very interesting experience, which I'll have to share about in a later episode. But for today, I really want to talk about accountability and the power of accountability to help us reach our goals. So one of the things that came out of my content hiatus or my slowed social media posting and slow content creation was an assessment of my values and what I feel like is my purpose in life. Now, I'm extremely passionate about personal branding, mainly because to me, helping people who are incredible and have incredible gifts and talents, helping them share those gifts and talents with the world is extremely fulfilling. It is the joy of my life. It makes me so happy to encounter someone who can't express what's unique about themselves, can't describe to other people the value that they add or what they're bringing to the table. And for me to be able to help them do that, there's no greater joy. There really isn't. But since I was a young girl, I would say fifth grade or so, I've always harbored this passion and sense of purpose around my writing and using my voice to share stories and connect with people who could be positively impacted by my experiences, what I've been through, or my unique perspective on things. And so writing, and not in the way that I think I do now, because I obviously have to write a lot for my business and for clients and for, you know, the different services that I offer. Writing is a big part of how I communicate myself and connect with other people. But the specific type of writing that I mean is more personal in nature. So creative nonfiction essays and then some fiction. And that's been something that I've wanted to do my entire life. And I've always seen myself as, you know, the next Toni Morrison or something along those lines. And so for me to feel so passionately about a talent and about something that I do and something that I've always done so naturally, people who've known me my whole life know that about me. For me to feel that strongly about something that I can do, but I'm not doing, can be really hurtful, right? Like it almost makes you feel like you are not being true to yourself and that you are betraying. That's the word I'm looking for. It's like you're betraying your gifts and yourself by not acting on the talent that you were given, especially if it was a talent that the only way other people can know about it is if you share it and if you use it, you know. So I've been feeling some guilt around the fact that I haven't been writing creatively, especially when I'm tasked with writing so much for my business. But anyway, long story short, I was talking to a friend who also had mentioned wanting to write and wanting to get some writing done. And I told her, well, you know what? I've been putting, you know, do more writing on my to-do list for a long time now, and it's really time for me to get off the sidelines and get going. Why don't we do a small accountability partnership where we write something once a week and share with one another and encourage one another and keep each other going. And so she said, yes, let's do that. Then I ended up having an impromptu lunch date with a college classmate of mine who was in town just for a couple of days. She sent me a note on LinkedIn, said she'd be in town. Let's grab coffee or lunch. We grabbed lunch. And I kind of, in passing, told her about this accountability partnership that I'd struck up with my other friend. She mentioned how she's been wanting to get more writing done and she would love to be in our accountability group, which, you know, it wasn't even a group, but she called it a group and it kind of just became a group right there on the spot. And I was so excited to see and to hear someone else that was similarly frustrated and really wanted to get back on the saddle with her writing as well. And the fact that as soon as she heard what we were doing, she had to be a part of it made me say, okay, let's do it. Then I had one final conversation with a friend, mentioned the accountability group to her. She said, oh my gosh, like I need to be a part of this too. We ended up making the group happened and we had our first meeting and we decided how it was going to happen, right? We decided that we're going to meet once a week and we're going to have a call, a Google call, a video call, and we're going to connect, go over each other's writing, encourage one another, and talk through what the challenges have been to actually holding that commitment to write each week. And then, you know, obviously give each other feedback, maybe share information about writing contests or submission opportunities that one or all of us have come across, and just to really be a mastermind of sorts in terms of reaching that goal of writing more frequently and actually publishing our work. So we had our first meeting. It was amazing. It went way better than I thought it was going to go. We really hammered out the format, our goals. We have a clear goal and a clear vision for what we're going to be working on each week and how we're going to be supporting one another. And so we decided that since there are four of us, we would each take a week out of the month to submit our writing to the group, just for the group to review and give thoughts and feedback and kind of kick it around and hear what the others in the group have to say. We had our first meeting, decided on the first person or the order of sharing, and then we had our first opportunity for one of the group members to share. My friend had written an essay. We actually had talked about her essay during the first call. So she mentioned that she had spoken to a friend who had finished an MFA program and he shared with her an exercise that he'd done in the MFA program. And it was basically to tell your story in 3 pages. And he shared with her the sample story or the text from the assignment to give her an idea of what it meant. But in the instructions, it literally said, don't overthink it, just write your story in less than 3 pages. So she had written the first 2 paragraphs or so of this story, and it was amazing. She shared it with us on the very first call. It was a story about her mom and their relationship and how that had started, you know, to change and shift during her teenage years. And it was riveting. I actually knew about her mom and their relationship, but the way she told the story, I was leaning into my computer, leaning into the video, watching her read. And my other 2 friends who actually didn't know anything about her story were leaning in like everyone was on the edge of their seat. We were so riveted by her story and we couldn't wait for her to deepen it and to finish it and use that as the basis for the next 2 pages. And so we even gave her ideas on how she could structure the rest of the essay. So how she could finish, take those 2 pages and finish that page, and then how page 2 could be, you know, a flashback of some sort, and then page 3 could be maybe present day, fast forward to now, and how that's affected her, or maybe a scene in her life. Now, like, we worked it all out. We were excited, and we felt like we were already making progress and getting traction on this group that, you know, a couple of weeks ago had only been an idea and now is generating actual writing from the members. So since she'd already started her personal essay, we decided that she should definitely be the first person that we reviewed. And when we had our follow-up meeting the following Saturday, we wanted to be able to read her essay. So that Saturday, we got her essay and she had totally changed it. And not only has she changed it, but she didn't even finish it. So she had maybe a sentence or two more than she'd had the week before, but the tone had completely changed and it wasn't the essay that we were excited to read anymore. And when we asked her what happened, she said, you know, I just got really discouraged because I was looking at the assignment that my friend gave me and I just really felt like I couldn't stay true to the style that was in the assignment, the style of writing that he shared. And I just, you know, got kind of lost when I started trying to write the whole thing out and it didn't sound the way that I wanted it to. So I just stopped and didn't really know where to go from there. Now, the other accountability members on the call and I were just flabbergasted because the essay that we'd heard the week before was amazing. Like, I can't even describe it to you. And I can't wait to actually share it with you, to share a link with you once she publishes it, because it will be published. It's that good. And, you know, the style that she shared with us the week before, while it wasn't exactly the same style of this assignment, we reminded her that, hey, you know, the only reason you even talked to that guy was because you wanted some ideas. He gave you something to get you started. Like, you're not in his MFA program, so you don't need to adhere to these strict guidelines. And furthermore, the directions of the assignment specifically said not to overthink it and just to write. And so we let her know she was indeed overthinking it, and that she needed to go back to what she was doing, because what she was doing was amazing. And she should just finish that because it was great. And so we refocused her, right? Like, she was on track. During that week away from us, she got off track. But when we met again, we were able to get her back on track. So she's going to finish the essay that we all heard that first week, the essay that we all want to read, and the essay that we're all sure is going to be published because it's just so good. And so I wanted to share that story with you because it really hit home for me the power of accountability when it comes to starting something new, doing something that maybe you've had some resistance around doing, something you haven't done in a while, something that you're afraid of, something that you have, you know, some issues with. And, you know, us being able to be accountability for our friend kept her from, I guess, starting that cycle of, oh, I can't do this, this isn't good enough, never mind, right? Because I think that's where we all have been for the last few years. All of us want to write, but why aren't we writing? And maybe we even decide to write and we do start, but then we get stuck. We start overthinking it. We start thinking that what we're writing is wrong or isn't right or doesn't fit the assignment or is too wordy or is too personal. We get stuck in our heads, and without that accountability, we'll stay stuck in our heads instead of moving forward and going forward, right? And so just seeing my friend get stuck when she was left to her own devices and how we were able to provide her accountability and support to get her back on track really popped out to me as a metaphor for everything, all of our dreams and all of our goals and everything that we want to do in this life that is going to take courage and it's going to take us stepping out there and putting ourselves out there in a way that might feel uncomfortable or might not be what we're used to, you know? But when you have a supportive community around you, people who are cheering for you, who believe in you, and who understand what's going to come up for you and can literally just shift your perspective, shift your direction, and help you get back on track, whereas you might have gotten off track and stayed off track indefinitely, you can quickly recover and get moving again instead of staying stuck in that place and stuck in inaction. So for you, what are you sitting on? What are you waiting on? What opportunities do you want to pursue? And what kind of accountability can you put in place in your life so that you can reach your goals? I think that we sometimes think that the only thing we need is information. We need to know how to do something, what to do, which steps to take, what direction to go in. And we underestimate the importance of having other people who are, you know, behind us or beside us and rooting for us and cheering for us and reminding us where we said we wanted to go. And when we end up veering off track and going in a different direction, they can, you know, say, no, 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 you were going in the right direction. Turn back around. You're going that way. Because remember, that's what you said your goal was. This is where you said you wanted to be. Simply having a gentle reminder from someone outside of our heads to let us know who we said we wanted to be is powerful. And that is one of the reasons why I developed Packager Genius Academy. Now, you may have seen me post about it, or if you're on my newsletter, you've probably heard about it, but I'm excited about this program, not just because it's 12 weeks of incredible training around personal branding and entrepreneurship, which it is. It indeed is. You get so much in terms of the training. But in addition to that, it's really building in that support system that you need when you set out to do something new. So if the thing that you're setting out to do this year is raise your profile and get more visibility in terms of growing your network, getting speaking engagements, getting press, and just putting yourself out there, if you've never done that before, if you have tried and failed with that before, I'm just going to let you in on the truth. And that is that you need support. You need some sort of support around you to help you make that happen, because there are going to be times when you want to quit. There are going to be times when something that you do doesn't work and you need someone to give you feedback to let you know, okay, if you just tweak it this way or just change, you know, 5 degrees in that direction, you might be able to get to your goals. And to remind you of what you said you wanted to do and remind you of why it's so important to you. That's what we're building. That's what we're doing. Yes, we're training you on how to build your personal brand, raise your profile, and increase your visibility. Absolutely. But we're also fostering community. We're building a family of other high achievers who know who you are and know where you're up to, know what you're about, and can support you as you make your way to do those big things that you've been saying you wanted to do for so many years, but you haven't done. So if you are interested in a supportive community, learning from a mentor like myself, and impeccable training, visit packagergeniusacademy.com to learn about the program. We are enrolling right now, and enrollment closes at the end of the week because classes start on Tuesday, which I'm super excited about. I can't wait to come back here to the podcast and share with you my success around writing. We're only a couple of weeks into my writer's accountability group, but I have a feeling that in just a few months, all of us are going to be able to point to things that we have written, things that would not have been brought to life had it not been for this incredible community of support that we have fostered. So if you know that you are up against your own fears and your own inertia and your own being in your own head, like my friend was, find a community, find some supportive people who you can share your dream with and who will hold you to that dream. That might be our community. It might be Packager Genius Academy. But it might not be. It may be as simple as finding a few friends, as I've done with my writing group, and having a weekly meeting or a monthly meeting and holding each other accountable. I can't wait to share with you what has happened for me along the lines of writing. And I can't wait to hear from you what accountability does for you. Packager Genius Academy is closing this week. Enrollments open now. Visit packageyourgeniusacademy.com to learn more. And if you have questions, send us a note there as well. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.